With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and Zohran Mamdani meeting today at the White House.
We have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities.
And the two leaders have definitely been very critical of one another in their previous comments, but they'll try to have a civil sit down today at the White House. The unions for air traffic controllers and technicians want bonuses for everybody they represent.
A number of workers called out of work as the shutdown dragged on longer than a month. Some of them got side jobs. Others weren't able to pay for childcare because they weren't getting a check. Their absences forced delays at airports across the country, and some flights were cut. President Donald Trump suggested the bonuses for those who stayed on the job during the shutdown, and even suggested that air traffic controllers who missed work should be docked in pay. FAA officials have not publicly said anything about penalizing controllers. Donna Warder, Washington.
Federal judges have upheld several U.S. House districts run by North Carolina Republicans back in 2023. We get more details in this report from correspondent Rich Thomas.
The districts helped the GOP gain additional seats the following year. The judges rejected accusations at the lines, unlawfully fractured and packed black voters to weaken their voting power. The order by three judges did not rule on changes made last month to the first congressional district. That instance of redistricting is still being considered. Rich Thomason reporting.
And this is SRN News. The governor of Texas takes on Islamic terrorists.
Republican Greg Abbott has declared the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council of American Islamic Affairs to be transnational terrorist organizations. This bars those two groups from obtaining land in Texas, and he's trying to shut them down entirely. Kerr has responded by threatening a lawsuit, and the governor says he would welcome a day in court. Abbott has expressed strong support for Israel and has decried growing anti-Semitism in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, gunmen attacked a church in Nigeria and killed two people this week, even as the country faces Trump administration threats of U.S. sanctions over the persecution of Christians. No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday night's attack in central Nigeria. Police responded to reports of gunfire and found one person fatally shot inside the church and another nearby. President Trump has warned that Christians face an existential threat in Nigeria, and the State Department has placed it on a list of particular concern. This is SRN News. A judge deals the Trump administration a setback over the deployment of National Guard troops to combat crime in Washington, D.C. U.S. District Judge Gia Cobb has ruled against the administration's move, saying it illegally intrudes on local officials' ability to direct law enforcement there.
D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab filed the challenge, calling it a lawless incursion. Judge Cobb concluded that while the president does have the authority to protect federal functions and property, he can't unilaterally deploy the Guard to help with crime control or call in troops from other states. The district's attorney general is calling for the troops to be sent home, saying that normalizing their use for domestic law enforcement sets a dangerous precedent. The White House stands by the deployment. Spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says the lawsuit's an attempt to undermine the president's efforts to stop violent crime in D.C. Deployments in other cities have led to similar court challenges with mixed results. Jennifer King, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.